Hello everybody. Welcome to Tea Time with Effie on this blessed day. Babies, have I got an interesting topic for y'all today. I have been thinking all morning, what are you going to think about? What are you going to speak about in episode 10 of Tea Time with Effie season 2, Effie? Because I have a topic for next week, but I need to do some more research on that. So, this idea came into my mind, and it's something that we studied last year in sociology, if I'm not mistaken, either sociology or women and gender studies. I'm not 100% sure which module it was that I did last year, so I've got a bit of, you know, research, common knowledge on the topic, and I thought that it would just be such a good topic to speak about today. So without further ado, y'all know how we start every episode. Whether you're laying on your bed listening to me in your earphones, you might even be in your car and have me in the stereo or surround sound, or maybe you're in the grocery or liquor store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Your support is greatly appreciated. So babies, like I said, y'all is going to enjoy this episode. This episode is entitled Understanding the Blesser Mentality. Should I say it one more time? Understanding the Blesser Mentality. Now, some people might say, Effie, what is a blesser? Think of it as a sugar daddy. A sugar daddy and a blesser is practically the same thing. And of course, in modern days, we also have sugar mamas. Now, we're not going to be sexist over here. And there is all, if a man can do it, a female can do it too. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, let's dive straight into chapter one of this episode, because I don't want to be rambling too much. So I had come up with three questions for this podcast. And the first one is, why do people choose to become blessers, sugar daddies or sugar mamas? And I got a few, answers to that, and I'll elaborate on it. Firstly, one of the reasons why people decide to become blessed, I'm just going to use the word blesser because that, you know, covers both men and male and females. So, firstly, the one reason why people decide to become blessers is because they can afford to financially support their person. You know what I'm saying? Like the blessee, like we say in modern society. So this is not a normal. It is made up. This relationship can be made up of everything that an everyday relationship is. However, when you are in a relationship with a blesser specifically, 10 to 1 times, you are never going to have to worry about financial restraints ever again for as long as you are with that blesser, whether it's a male or female. Because that person, literally, they go into the relationship, and y'all, this is not just me talking out of the back of my head. No, I was on YouTube, watched some TED Talks, and I even got a website for y'all if y'all interested in finding you a blesser, but I'm going to give that to y'all at the end of the episode. And so yeah, that is one of the benefits of being in a relationship with a person that is a blesser, because you could, I mean, if you think to yourself, say for example, me, I would like to have a car. But now I think to myself, okay, Effie, so you won't have a car. You're going to have to save for at least, let's say, 6 to 10 months so that you can build up a deposit. And then you're going to have to go to the bank or to the car dealership, apply for a loan there, either personal loan at the bank or a car loan at the dealership. And hope to God that those things go through so that you can get your car. Whereas a blessee, on the other hand, if her blesser, you know, because obviously I think in many of these situations, like relationships, you know, like I said, it's the same like any other relationship. You will know what you can and what you can't, you know, ask for. Some blessings will even like specifically say, I require 10,000 rands or $10,000 per month if you want to be my blesser. Or I need you to send me to a penthouse every weekend for me and my girlfriends. You know what I'm saying? There's all types of different contracts that are built up when going into a relationship with a blesser. And like I said, it all depends on the type of relationship that you have with that person. Now, if you have a blesser that is like stinking rich, and he's like, you know what, baby, I can buy you a car every year. You don't need to save 10 months, baby. You don't need to save for 10 months because you know your man or your sugar mama is going to buy you that car. Of course, dependent on the relationship dynamic or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, that is simply like one of the benefits of, you know, getting a blesser that you are able to, you know, achieve your goals. And get those things that you really want so much quicker, because in a sense you don't have to stress about having to save up to get that. You have somebody that is there in your life and is able to assist you with reaching your goals quicker than people in a normalized type of relationship. Now, mind you, there's a lot of people that might listen to this episode and think, but Effie, how are you gonna say that's a positive? Shouldn't that person learn to do things for themselves or whatever? Yes, we can all say that we all have our own understandings of what we want to do and what we don't want to do, but this is a type, these relationships are reality these days, babies, that don't just happen in South Africa. It's all around the world. And these men and women, well, the sugar daddies and sugar mamas, they truly enjoy spoiling that person in their lives. In most cases, I'm just going to say, in most cases, blessers are mature men. So it won't necessarily, like, if you're 20 years old and you're dating a man that's also in his 20s or in his 30s, he won't necessarily, like, people won't look at your relationship as him being your blesser. They just going to look at it as, that's your boyfriend, you know, because y'all like the same age. However, with blessers, there comes a type of stigma of that it's always, not always, but at most times, a much older person, a mature individual that is able to give you the luxuries of the world that the normal person might not be able to, to enjoy so easily. You know, I'm not going to explain everything that I'm saying on this episode. Y'all will know what I'm saying. But yeah, most of the times blessers are mature people. And then also, if you think of mature people, you can say that a blesser is a man or a woman who's mature, yes. However, they might still be young at heart. So it might be, let's just go with the man. It might be a man who's in his mid-60s, early 70s or up. But he still enjoys, let's say, for example, going paragliding or parasailing or doing fun stuff, you know, fun things that will keep the blessing entertained, and not only keep the blessing entertained, but also have him enjoy and, you know, still be young throughout the rest of his days, whether they live together or whether they don't live together. This is not a young person that is dating an older person that they gotta look after. No. A blesser is somebody who might be older, but they're still young at heart and they are still able to do everything that they might have done in their 20s or 30s, or even do more. Y'all know the world is changing these days, then nothing can hold you back from doing what you want to do. So, yeah, that is what a blesser is, and why people do decide to become blessers. The last reason why people also decide to become blessers, and I want to tell you all about one of my experiences too, why people do want to do decide to become blessers, like I said, many times it's mature people, you know, older persons in their 60s, 50s, can be any age, but it's at most times it's people that's older than the blessee, you know what I'm saying? And it might be that this man had been he had been married for, let's say, 30 to 40 years, and unfortunately his wife had passed away. So now he doesn't want to move on. He doesn't want to continue his life alone. You know what I'm saying? So this is literally somebody that is looking for companionship. Some of them don't need sex. Some of them do want to, you know, experience all the joys of a relationship, but like I say, some of them don't even require that. They just want you to be there as a blesser, and because you are here for me, we speak, we go to the restaurants, we can go to the cinema house and everything, and I reward you with either giving you a, like I say, for example, $10,000 per month, or sending you to that penthouse every weekend, or whatever the case may be, depending on the blesser's pocket. Now, babies, let me tell y'all about what had happened to me a few years ago. I had never had a blesser, but I was approached by a blesser at this one time. You see, it was, Lord, how many years ago? Shit, I think it was 10 or 11 years ago. Yeah, 10 or 11 years ago, babies. I was at this place in town, and me and my friend was at the pool. You know, we was at the pool, and you could have your drinks at the pool and everything. It wasn't a deep pool. You know, you could have your drinks at the pool. Just think of Las Vegas. Y'all see those pools where the waiters just walk around and they give you your champagne and stuff like that. It was that type of situation, right? And this elderly man came up to us, and he came to you know, sit there where we was. And when I say elderly man, this man was mature, but he wasn't old. He still had that swagger that you would find in a man like Victor Kiriakis of Days of Our Lives, Eric Forrester of Bold and the Beautiful, or even Archie Morocco of Generations. So he was old, but he was still young, and he was an attractive old man. You know what I'm saying? Silver, platinum, silver, gray hair, just beautiful. And he had come over to the pool, and I can't remember where my friend was, but me and this man started speaking. He had bought us, you know, something to drink, and we had got to talking and everything, and he had asked me about my life, and I asked him about his life and everything, and eventually, probably like after 30 minutes to an hour of the two of us speaking, he said to me, I asked him, what are you doing here, or on your lonesome, you know what I'm saying? And He said, you know what? No, the reason why I come here is just because, as you can see, I'm an older man. I don't want to, you know, be alone all the time. So I was like, oh, okay, no, I completely understand, whatever. And this was the first and the only time that somebody had ever tried to, pick me up in that sense, for lack of better word. He said to me, Effie, I have a proposal for you. And I said to him, yes, let's just go with the name Eric. I said, yes, Eric. And he said to me, oh, let's go with the name Mr. Forrester. I was like, yes, Mr. Forrester. And he said, well, you said to me that you are still busy studying. What I can do for you is, if you are interested, I'm going to give you a proposal. I said, okay. He said to me, like I had told you, I live on my own and things like that. So I am looking for a companion. I'm looking for somebody that is going to be there. So I said to him, what do you mean? He said to me, well, I have dated a younger guy previously from the Free State. Not from the Free State, from Eastern Cape. I had dated a guy from the Eastern Cape a year or two ago. And I helped him. I took over his payment of his fees for his studies. I bought him a Mini Cooper. I put him into an apartment and everything. And I sent him money every single month. And whenever I want to see him, I buy a ticket and he flies over from the Eastern Cape to the Western Cape, and we spend a weekend together, or I go to him for a weekend. So I was like, oh, wow, that's really beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And he said to me, and since we have been speaking for all this time, I would like to ask you if you would be interested in, you know, going into an arrangement with me like that. So I was like, so I said to him, so you mean to tell me, you're asking me to be your boyfriend, and you, in a sense, would be my sugar daddy? And he said to me, I don't like that word, sugar daddy, but yes, that is what I'm asking you. So I would take over your paying your fees for your degree from your mother. I'd get you a car. You'd come and live here in the penthouse or whatever it was, in Camps Bay with me. Whenever you want to go home, because you live in Cape Town, wherever you want to go home, you can go to your mama and your sister and all those things. I won't hold you back, but we would, in a sense, be in a relationship with financial perks. And first of all, y'all know I'm not scared to spill no tea on this podcast. I looked at this man, and firstly, a bitch was flattered. She was really flattered, because like I say, this man looked like an Eric Forrester type character. He was old, but you could still see that he was youthful. You know what I'm saying? I'm guessing that he was probably in his late 60s, early 70s. He still had a spring to his step. And I was really flattered. I said to him, I'm really flattered. And it would be a great help for me to, you know, reach my goals so much quicker. However, the one thing that stopped me from going into this relationship or arrangement with this man was the fact that I had just recently come out of the closet. You know what I'm saying? Coming out of the closet to my mom and my family and letting them know that I'm gay. So in my mind, I just thought to myself, okay, Effie, you had dropped one bombshell on your family. Yes, they accept you and everything, but now you have to make this choice of, are you going to drop another bombshell on them? Because first of all, this man is older than your mama. you know, and that scared me. That scared me, even though besides the fact that the man said, I just want you to be a companion, obviously there would be sexual relations and things like that as well. However, I couldn't, like, it was just, at that time, it was like the devil was sitting on my right shoulder and the angel was sitting on my left shoulder. The devil was telling me, and this is me making a crazy example. The devil was telling me, girl, what you worried about? Take it. He's a beautiful man. Go ahead, Lord. Your mama gonna understand. And the angel was telling me, baby, but you're going to have to think about this. Is it sure you is able to do this? How many other people has this man approached today already? Are you the only person? You don't know this man. What if he's possessive? What if it is a kidnapping? So, you know, all those types. Like, mom, if I overthink something, babies, I tell you, I overthink to the max. And eventually I said to him, you know what, Mr. Forrester, I appreciate what you asked me, and I am truly flattered. However, I cannot do this. And he said, no, it's fine, Effie. I completely understand. And you know what, since that, like, literally when I started doing the show notes for today's episode, and I remembered this because I'd forgotten about it. I mean, I told y'all it's 10 to 11 years ago, and if not longer, I think it might have even been 12 or 13 years ago. And like, I remember in my early 20s, because I think this happened when I was 20 years old, if I'm not mistaken. I remember in my early 20s, or at least from the age of 20 up until the point where I started dating Kevin, which I told y'all about, I had constantly been thinking, what if you had gone with Mr. Forrester? Would you have had this by now? What would have happened? Would the relationship have lasted? You know, all these types of things went through my mind, just like I told y'all. When I had to decide if I was going to take the man up on his offer or not. So yes, babies. That is just the end of chapter one of why people become blessed sugar daddies or sugar mamas. Most of the times they just want somebody to be a companion. They don't want to live alone, or sometimes they want to have like a real intimate relationship with you, and they are financially able to support you in that sense as well. So going over to chapter two, why do people become blessees? Now, like I said, Mr. Forrester said to me, I was going to get a car. He was going to pay for my studies. I was going to live with him in Camps Bay and all these things. Those are a lot of positives. I don't know how everybody feels when I say it like that, but to me, that's a lot of positives. You know what I'm saying? Because, yes, we all say money can't buy you no happiness. However, money can help you get the things that you want in your life quicker. And when you get somebody like a blesser asking you to be his blessing, baby, your mind works overtime. And that is the main reason why I would, if I had said yes to Mr. Forrester, it would be because I am putting myself first. I'm putting myself first. Now, I don't care what anybody got to say about me. This is a man who is going to respect me, who's going to love me, who is going to financially cater to me, and pay for my studies as well. I mean, this is not somebody like just on the Mr. Forrester situation. This is not somebody that wants to take me out of university. No, he's offering actually to pay my fees. So those reasons that I have just pointed out now, those are main reasons why a lot of people do decide to become blessings. Firstly, because you might be sick of dating trifling men. You might be sick of dating broke-ass guys or women. And you just feel like, you know what? I deserve more. You know, I need somebody to love me and cater to me financially too. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the reasons. And that person would be able to wine and dine me without me having to worry about, oh my God, am I asking for too much or whatever the case may be. What else is there as well? Like I said, they also like help you to achieve your dreams that you wanted for yourself much quicker, like getting a car. They'd be able to pay for your fees. They'd be able to send you to penthouses and things every weekend. They might be able to pay for the bond to an office so you can start your business. There's so much positives, reasons why, people decide to become blessings. Of course, there are others that are just lazy, like, there's positives and there's negatives. There's some people that's just lazy. They're just out here trying to make a quick buck. Ooh, let me get this old guy. Let me get this old guy and let me just spend all his money and shit. You know, there's always going to be people like that. But, and the positive, if you use people like that who genuinely wants to help you achieve your dreams much quicker, then I say by all means, go for it. Shit, go for it, baby. Me, Effie Escandalo, she ain't gonna be judging you. Lord, sometimes these people get sent in your path as a test, and they also get sent to you as a help. Lord, it's just the way you decide to perceive it. So that's some of the reasons why people decide to become blessings. And then obviously there's a stigma around blessings and blessings as well. There's definitely a stigma. I don't know if y'all can hear, but the way my voice is cracking today, because I haven't been speaking much. But literally, the stigmas, there's quite a few. But I'm only going to speak on two. The one stigma is society's perception. You know what I'm saying? The society will... Well, at least from my point of view, society is going to look down at the blessee and going to think like, oh, so you some kind of prostitute? You a rent-a-boy or rent-a-girl? Is that what you is? You know what I'm saying? Everybody is not open-minded to understand that people literally have to go put themselves into situations like this to get out of poverty, or literally just because they're looking for love or whatever the case may be, babies. So yeah, society's perceptions of blessings and blessings is one of the worst, stigmas out there. And having this mentality of, the blesser must be controlling. Oh, he must be controlling. You might not be able to do what you're going to do. Oh, this blesser, she just some type of prostitute. She like a high-class hooker, like they would say back in the day. But, Lord, leave people be. Just leave people be. Let them do what they want to do, whether it is for companionship, whether it is if you want to move forward in life, whatever you want to do, just do it, baby. And don't worry about what anybody else got to say to your ass. So, yes, honest, that has brings us to the end of today's episode of Tea Time with Effie, entitled Understanding the Blesser Mentality. Now, y'all remember I said in the beginning of the episode that I did find a website, and I literally, before I started recording this, I went on to the Googler, and I searched for the website, and I see that it is still working. I cannot tell y'all if it is an international website, if it's only for South Africa, if or only for America, whatever the case may be. But the website is still standing because I didn't go into it. So if there's anybody out there who is a who wants to be a blesser or wants to be a blessee, like on the website, you can go on there, you can create a profile as a blesser and say that you are looking for a blessing. And I'm sure you can say this is the type of person that I want, and same for blessees. So yeah, like I said, this website, and I found it on YouTube, and like I said, I searched for it on the Googler. It's still working, so it is real. And the website's address is www.seekingarrangement.com. www.seekingarrangement.com. That is where you can find yourself a blesser or a blessee. So yeah, y'all know I'm out here spilling the tea. I'm helping y'all with whatever you need for mental concerns or finding a blesser or all the other topics that we have spoken about on Tea Time with Effie already, because y'all know I keep it real with you. So yeah, thank y'all so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie today. I hope y'all enjoyed the episode as much as I did. And like we end off every episode, whether you're laying on your bed listening to me in your earphones, you might even be in your car having me on the stereo or surround sound, or you might even be in the grocery or liquor store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all be blessed.